But this very simple sort of practice, the one I've described, is very, very common in Tibet, very common among Tibetans, both monks and lay people. And what usually happens is that as they get older, as they've got less and less responsibilities in the world, they'll devote more and more time to this. And eventually, they may end up spending the greater part of the day in this way, not just with this particular practice or with one particular practice, but with a sequence of practice, a number of different practices. And I do remember that when I used to be in Kalimpong and I used to go and see my Tibetan friends, and among Tibetans, the proper hour for calling on friends is about 9:30 or 10 in the morning, because then you can stay the whole day. Very often I would arrive and the servant or the disciple would say, well, please wait a few minutes. He hasn't quite finished his meditation. And this happened very, very often. And I'd usually learn that they'd start about 6 and they finished about 9. And this was quite common. These were either government officials or busy abbots in charge of monasteries, or even quite ordinary people, traders and such like. They would very often spend 2 to 3 hours chanting and repeating mantras before starting the day's work. And there was an interval during the day. You could very often see them reciting or hear them reciting their mantras, especially when they used to go for their evening walk. And for me, it's one of my perhaps pleasantest memories of Kalimpong that I used to go myself for an evening stroll in the direction of the bazaar. And as the shades of evening were falling, I'd pass so many elderly Tibetans, men and women, walking this way or walking that way. And as they went along, they'd be turning a prayer wheel in this hand, and they'd be turning their beads with the other and murmuring a mantra. And I know lots of writers who have described Tibet have spoken about mechanical practices and mechanical rites and so on. But believe me, there was nothing mechanical in this sort of practice. You could tell the way the people were walking, the way they were absorbed, that they were really concentrating on what they were doing. And in this way, even comparatively advanced practices of meditation, tantric Buddhist meditation, become an integral part of the daily life of the average person. Now, there are many other practices, as I've already indicated, especially practices of the Anuttara Yoga Tantra, but we just haven't got time to go into anything of that sort. But perhaps this very brief description of the Tara meditation practice has sufficed to give you a representative idea of Tibetan Buddhist meditation. Even from the little I've been able to say, the little I've been able to convey, I think it's clear that in this country we still have much to learn about these things. But we may be going into all that next week, in the last lecture of our series, when we deal with the future of Tibetan Buddhism.